This 60 Minutes business is, well, everyone calls it euphemistically a botched child recovery story. It really is criminal behaviour. The Brisbane mother, Sally Faulkner, the four-person 60 Minute crew led by Tara Brown, the child recovery agency boss Adam Whittington, and two of his employees all appeared in a Beirut court yesterday. They faced charges of kidnapping at gunpoint, threatening the lives of children, assault, and conspiracy. Charges which could attract jail sentences of up to 20 years. The judge presiding over the case had been expected to question Sally Faulkner and Tara Brown yesterday, but he adjourned the case until today to enable further, and this is the key word, negotiations. But before adjourning the case, he made this point, and I quote, "This is not a custody case. They are involved in kidnapping two kids. They are all facing criminal charges." Channel 9 has still not clarified whether it paid $115,000 to fund the failed recovery bid, but Adam Whittington says he has documentary evidence indicating he received more than $115,000 directly from Channel 9's accounts department. This is critical because if the payments came from Channel 9, then Channel 9 is implicated directly in what the Beirut judge has described as kidnapping. It can't argue it was simply filming the operation. Now, the hope seems to be that this case will somehow be dropped if the accused can reach a, there's that word again, negotiated agreement with Sally Faulkner's ex-husband. So far, this bloke is showing little willingness to negotiate, that word again. Whether Channel 9's open checkbook can turn that around by negotiating with the husband remains to be seen.